Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment with Alan Watt, cuttingthematrix.com. Don't forget, you can pre-order The Obama Deception at theobamadeception.net or by linking through at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com on the banners on the main page. The film will ship out coming up on the 15th of March. And he is their front man to carry through their New World Order. We need to expose Obama as a treacherous hoax, just a vicious liar. But he himself is a puppet. And so in a way, we should feel sorry for him. We should actually focus on the globalists and what they're doing. I want to try to get to some more calls, but we're just almost out of time here with Alan Watt. Let's go to Solomon in Connecticut. Solomon, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm just really excited to be on your show right now. I've been trying to get in for like 3 days, but I actually wanted to hit a few points, and I just wanted to talk about doublethink today. I think that's a big friggin' issue. Reason why people don't like want to listen to you when you say the truth. It's a big issue. I used to listen to your show, but then I kind of stopped, and I've just been picking up now that Barack Obama's in office, because I know I'm a black man myself, and I know that this is just dangerous. This is dangerous psych warfare on not only the black community, just America and the world in general. So I just wanted to talk about it. I watched three things on television the other day, and I don't watch television that much, so this just stuck out to me. I don't know if you've seen it, but insurance.com, the insurance company, they have a commercial out talking about Earth Hour. I don't know if you know about that, but they want people to turn off all their lights for 1 hour all around the world. So it's just one of those, you know.
Yeah, and it came out that Enron would do that in California, saying there was no power to create the perception of artificial scarcity so that people would accept higher prices. It's all about training us to have less resources. Alan Watt, can you speak to that?
Yes, they want to cut us back drastically from our present power consumption, and not all energy, in fact. And it goes in with Agenda 21 of the United Nations, where they want us all living in compact cities, really overcrowded cities, and there'll be no private transportation. They'll have rolling brownouts, they call them. They've had them in Europe. They've tried them out there, where they schedule your city or town to be have no electricity, maybe once per week, maybe twice per week, and they give you the times they'll be out. So this is all part of this so-called conservation tactic.
And they say they've got to have their phony environmental takeover because they want to actually control new energy so they can suppress the really good new clean industries, and then no one will suspect them of that because they're, quote, the people that want the clean new industries. It's all on record, Alan.
It's on record. And Maurice Strong, who has been up at the head of the World Bank and a whole bunch of hats he wears at the UN, came over to Ontario, Canada in the 80s. He set up the infrastructure to privatize Ontario Hydro, this electric company. And he said at the time that in the future there'll be very little private electricity use for the general people. And he set up the infrastructure to set up big generators to keep plants and factories and offices going. The general population were to live at the very basic minimum level of power. And that was back in the 80s. And he, of course, is Mr. Rockefeller's front man.
Because if you're feudal serf and totally poor, that is a mode of control. I mean, Mexico has triple the resources we have, but and they have more billionaires per capita than any nation. That's done by design. This is neo-serfdom and feudalism. I appreciate your call, Solomon. Dale, Matt, Glenn, and others, and Drew. You'll have a chance to talk with myself and Bob Dacey. I want to get you back up for a full 2 hours in the next few weeks, Alan Watt. Hope folks will go check out your website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. We really appreciate your amazing analysis and your research, and Godspeed.
And thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet, folks. Be sure and check out cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And I've done 2 hours and 5 minutes, and I've really just started plugging. The film is coming out, The Obama Deception. Go check out the trailer and the new ObamaDeception.net website, TheObamaDeception.net, ladies and gentlemen, and pre-order it today on DVD, and it'll be out for PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, and Ripped to the Four Corners of the Earth on March 15th. It's up to you to make this film go mega viral. I want it to be the biggest viral video in history, breaking our previous records. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the next 50 minutes, maybe longer, we'll have Ron Shotgun if he's got time when Mike Romero joining us via video cam coming up in 52 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. He'll be joining us as well. I wanted to have Bob Dacey here in studio today because we always enjoy having Bob here. He also sits in sometimes when I'm out of town. Plus, we have the Independent Film Channel here and an Australian TV crew as well is about to arrive. So why not just intensify the level of the circus? Bob, I wanted to get you here today to mainly not just talk about media, mainstream media lies, or how mainstream media is bought and paid for by global corporations that have an agenda. I wanted to get into how they're trying to regulate and shut down the Internet with Internet 2, how the mainstream media is really desperately trying right now to restrict the web, and if you think they'll be successful in that. But just out of the gates, Barack Obama, he's been in office now right at a month, in fact, it'll be a month tomorrow since he got in January 20th. Now it's now February 19th. Where you see that going, and if you see the Obamanoids, you know, the Bushoids, took them a while to wake up to the fact that he was a globalist and a front man and running nothing. Will the Obamanoids, now that he has betrayed everything he said he would do, are they going to wake up?
Alex, thank you for having me on. I appreciate being able to come down here again. As far as Obama is concerned, you know, the thing about him, he hit the ground running. You know, he was brought up in the Brzezinski Rockefeller School. He's their boy. I hate to use the word boy, but he is their boy. And he's kind of like Bill Clinton without the sexual baggage.
He was definitely their boy.
Well, yeah, but Bill
Clinton, of these presidents since Kennedy are their minions.
But this guy, you know, he's taken the used car salesman to a new level, actually. You know, he's so slick. I mean, he's slicker than Slick Willie ever was. Because he doesn't have all that baggage from being the governor of Arkansas, you know, all the ladies and all that other stuff. So he's hit the ground running, and he's done everything that we've said he was going to do. He's just streaming lies. Everything coming out of his mouth is a lie. And he's betraying all the things he said during the campaign. And, I mean, why not? We knew that was going to happen. It's just a con job. We've known it. It's part of the agenda for years. You know, Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, he spells it out. He says, you can throw the bums out every 4 years if you want to. We don't care. We got control of both sides, and you won't affect any change at all. You know, so, yeah, good luck, everybody. I mean, just are they going to wake up? Well, if they buy the Obama deception, they probably will, you know. Get that going.
They won't have to buy it. It'll be all over the web, but absolutely. Bob, let's go through from your perspective. I mean, he lied about lobbyists. That's all he seems to be appointing as lobbyists. He lied about appointing donors. You know, that's the other half he's appointing. He lied about ending the war. First it was instantly, then 6 months, then 16 months, then 21 months. And he's increasing the troops massively in Afghanistan. He lied about waiting 5 days for a bill to be read before it should be passed. And he said, don't read it. You've got to pass the stimulus now. He has literally lied about everything. So he's shutting down Guantanamo, but it really says they're going to look at shutting it, but keep other camps open and continue the practice of rendition or kidnapping.
You forgot one of the other lies. I mean, he lied about his intentions in regard to the Second Amendment and gun control over and over during the campaign. He said, oh, you people don't have anything to worry about for me. Well, guess what? You're going to find out that was wrong, too.
Because his attorney general, Holder, argued before the Supreme Court last year in the D.C. gun ban that no citizen should be allowed to own any firearm. He is for complete and total abolition of citizens' right to defense. And then it just expands. Well, he said he was against NAFTA and GATT. Now he says that was just campaign rhetoric. I mean, the lies are legion.
Holder said in his amicus brief to the Supreme Court in the Heller case that he did not see in the Constitution a right, an individual right, to keep and bear an arm in your own home. So I would have to ask the Attorney General of the United States, if he believes that you don't have the right to keep and bear arms in your own home, then where exactly, geographically, would you have a right to keep and bear them? And I think we know the answer to that
question. Well, he's got firearms. He's got bodyguards. You know,
he's better than you, Alex.
It's come out that Sarah Brady, who wants to disarm us, she's got bodyguards.
Yeah, she got I think one of her kids got a gun surreptitiously through her one time a few years ago. It was quite embarrassing, you know. Didn't go through instant check. You know, I mean, the whole thing is a farce, Alex.
It's like the politicians. It's come out in the news, the majority of Congress doesn't pay income taxes. He keeps having to get rid of his appointees because they don't pay taxes. The guy running the Treasury, Geithner, doesn't pay his taxes, but that's okay.
So tell me how that isn't the pinnacle of hypocrisy. Geithner is supposed to run the Treasury Department. The Treasury Department sits on top of the IRS. His deal is like, who cares? But some of the other so-called appointees, they forgot a few things, and they can't serve office. But the guy who's going to run the IRS, it's okay that he doesn't pay his taxes.
And he's one of the guys in the 90s, along with Summers and Greenspan and all of them, that changed the Glass-Steagall Act and others so the banks could set up these Ponzi schemes with derivatives and these financial instruments.
Yeah, it's basically, Alex, what we're talking about is a bunch of arch criminals.
I've got another Obama lie. I've got one of the bigger ones. He said that he was putting caps on CEO salaries, which is actually bad enough because it's socialism and fascism and control. But he doesn't doing that. Even mainstream media had to admit all the major banks and brokerage firms were exempt, and smaller firms in the future, it would be on the honor system. So he gets up and says, hey, this is a quote, this is outrageous. These people, we like to reward success in this country, but rewarding failure with these $100 billion bonuses and things, it's wrong. And hey, we're putting an end to it. And then you read the executive order and it says it's not going to do anything. I mean, this is, I have to tell you, you're right. He is worse than Slick Willie. He is worse than George Bush. I mean, he has taken arrogant, 100% lying, hugging the old ladies. Oh, I'm going to help you, ma'am. Don't worry. I mean, and he knows he's slitting their throat politically.
Absolutely. The guy is a walking, talking lie machine. But again, it's the same old thing. You keep saying it over and over and over again. When you change administrations, it's management team A being replaced by management team B.
And then the Republicans who are in power, they go back into the foundations and corporations, and the Democrats that were in the foundations and corporations, they go into government. And then when the Democrats leave, the Republicans will come back out. So you've got CFR and Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg Group team A, and Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberg Group team B, and they just rotate, and it's a cash machine between them.
Yeah, and Brzezinski, for example, he plays both sides of the issue. He was McCain's advisor back in 2000, Brzezinski, and he's Obama's advisor last year. I mean, come on.
And now he's concerned. He's very concerned about the elite bankers and how there's going to be civil war in America.
Just read Brzezinski. Anybody who doesn't want to believe this, just read Brzezinski. The guy is a Marxist. And he's proud of it.
And then he claims he's anti-communist and wants to blow Russia to kingdom come.
Sure he is. Sure. Again, consummate liars, all of them. And with the thing, you know, when I first met you, Alex, you know, you were kind of over the top for me because I was a conservative Republican type. And I always checked out everything you said because, you know, whatever it was, I didn't believe it. I always had to check it out. And, you know, the problem was everything you said turned out to be right. And it finally got through to me that maybe I ought to stop bothering to check out what you say.
No, you should always check out.
I still do. I still do.
Because you'll find even more of what I'm saying.
But the problem is all of these years, all the stuff you said, and some of the stuff that you said that was like wild out there, is in our face right now. And it's frightening. And you're saying, you always say, well, I'm not brilliant. I just read their stuff. And it is true. You document your stuff. You read their documents. You look at the reports. You go to the army zone deal about the prison camps, and you read about that. I remember back when I first met you, you were screaming about having to get a driver's license and how it was a federal program and it was all illegal.
Federal standardized biometrics for Pentagon control, yeah. And now they admit all that.
Yeah, and now they admit all that. And so, you know, what's going on here? You obviously know what's going on. And of course, your success as a broadcaster, I think, mirrors the fact that you've been telling the truth all these years.
Well, there's a lot of COINTELPRO attacks on us, too, and that's why I just ask people to realize there's an agenda. Judge a tree by its fruits, and we have been very successful at reaching people, and that's how we gauge success, not monetarily, but by how many people we reach. And we have reached hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, and that's what's exciting. You know, we have over 120,000 downloads a day just to the free podcast. We're number one on Shoutcast for Internet Radio Show, not just for music, but talk. We are reaching more and more people on the AM and FM dial with mom and pop stations that put us on. But what I'm most proud of that I've been able to do, the only reason I'm talking about this is because the TV cameras are here and want me to talk about what we've done, is that so many people, young, old, black, white, you know, in Israel or Saudi Arabia or in Germany or in China or Japan or Mexico or Canada, the U.S., they start radio shows. They make successful films. They make documentaries. They run for office. They defeat criminal legislation. And they tell me, Alex, it was your show, your films. I'm talking over 80% of the time. I say, what woke you up? Or they volunteer it. And to me, that's a microcosm of what all of this new alternative media is doing. They are spurring people not to even buy their line of information, because none of us are infallible. You know, all of us look through rose-colored, darkly. But that they are now generating and spawning whole new generations of people, and it's exponential. Yeah. And so to realize the power of the human spirit and the power of taking action, that's what's exciting.
Yeah, because, you know, you woke me up back in 1998, and I was drag kicking and screaming into all this from my conservative Republican slumber that I was in. And as a result of that, you know, I got this local TV show, The Simple Truth. I've been on the air for 10 years now, almost. And now, through volunteer efforts, we've got a website, simpletruthonline.net, and they archive our TV shows.
And now you write for the New American Magazine, reaching millions. I mean, you're having a huge effect.
Yeah, and I'm just a guy who owns a hardware store, you know? I mean, think about that. Just
well, that's another thing. The elite teach us that we have to only listen to their experts and their people, and that we're all a bunch of idiots. Instead, it really is the people that, you know, that's where the answer is based. I want to get into how you think this is going to go with Obama, their front man. We need to stress, he's just a pathetic puppet, just like George Bush. And when they're done with him, they're going to blame their whole agenda on him, pull him out like birdcage liner, and put in a new Republican clean birdcage liner. Then the New World Order bird's going to destroy that, they'll put in a new minion. We've got to quit this Groundhog Day of over and over and over again buying the same garbage as they put their puppet on the left or right.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you.
Right now.
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ted Anderson from Midas. February 19, 2009. Gold opened at 981.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 1,919, 504.59 for half, 252.30 for quarter. That's 1,919, 504.59, and 252.30.
We all want liberty. Some give their lives for it, a price that cannot be taken for granted. We forfeit bites and pieces of our freedom for what? February 28th, Minnesota Campaign for Liberty will host Tom Woods, best-selling author of The Meltdown, Professor Butler, author of Trade on the Great Depression, and Bill Butler to cover monetary policy. This workshop will empower you to be effective at meetings and conversations. With advanced discounts, the cost is $20, a small price for liberty. Go to MNC, the number 4L.com. That's MNC4L.com. Become a part of the solution. Go to MNC4L.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end.
I'll tell you what's really disgusting to me, Bob, is to have the FBI put out training manuals saying you're an insane person if you believe in a New World Order system, that world government doesn't exist, that people that believe that there's international banks setting up a structure of world government to undermine sovereignty doesn't exist. And then Strobe Talbot in Newsweek decades ago wrote they were doing this. Then he was made Undersecretary of State by Clinton. Now, in literally hundreds of mainstream news articles, hundreds and hundreds,
They're saying, oh, there's a global banking crisis. The answer is a Bank of the World, Time Magazine, Wall Street Journal, hundreds. And it's going to save you, and you'll pay carbon taxes to the bankers. But the FBI is still harassing people that even talk about this, trying to create a chilling effect. I mean, talk about doublethink.
They even admit it. I mean, they flat out admit it. Christopher Hayes of The Nation magazine told me flat out, he admitted, yes, there is a contingent of the elitists who believe that the whole world would be better run by a bunch of bankers and international businessmen. Yes, this is true. I mean, they flat admit it now. But if, to them, it's a good thing. It's great. I mean, why not? I mean, you know, the rest of us are peons. You know,
but then he wrote an article basically saying there wasn't a North American Union.
Well, he said his article from a year and a half ago was that there was a Trans-Texas corridor being going to be built, but there was no NAFTA superhighway. There was a totally
even though you had the feds saying 34 interstate highways, international zones for international taxation, the SPP documents, they just, no, we're not writing about that.
Even though they changed the laws to allow the tolling of previously non-tollable infrastructure, you know, both in the United States, and then, of course, they did it in Texas. They were trying to toll the interstate system within Texas. I mean, look, they do all this stuff, and then they just sit there and they think we're a bunch of idiots.
Well, take David Rockefeller, what he said before the Bilderberg Group, and then a similar statement before the Trilateral Commission in 91. He laid out the elite's ultimate goal. He said, quote, the supranational sovereignty of an international, again, quoting, the supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in the last centuries.
Yeah, that's just standard New World Order speak 101. And, of course, you know, the other famous quote from David Rockefeller, who's like the poster child of the bad guys.
The Omnibudsman.
Yeah, as far as we're concerned. I mean, in his own book, Memoirs, on page 405, he states that there's a bunch of crazy people who think that I'm part of an international cabal working against the best interests of the United States of America in order to form a one-world government. And then he says, hey, if that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. I mean, right there in your face.
We can play a clip of Walter Cronkite saying world government must be set up.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, there's an example right there of media lies. I mean, they people like Rockefeller, people like people that control, you know, the elites, they control the media. And the media is nothing but a lie machine. You asked me to come in here and talk about the mainstream media a little bit today. The whole thing is a lie machine. All you got to do is pick up the paper, open it up, and you will find lies of all sorts. There's like four or five different kinds that they just spew out all
the
time.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's spin. They'll say, well, isn't it great? We're going to take your DNA every time you're arrested for any misdemeanor to keep you safe, but we know that it's to control.
Example of spin. For example, they will tell you, like in the paper the other day, I've got it front here in the Statesman, U.S. cancer rate on decline for the first time. Deaths also drop, and they say it's a long-awaited turning point. And the cancer rate deaths have dropped 1.5%. Whoopee!
But who
cares?
But by the way, that's only certain types.
Yeah.
Overall cancer diagnosis is way up.
I know they lie. A few months ago, they had an article saying that when only 550,000 people croaked a cancer, as opposed to 560,000 people the previous year, the death rate has plummeted. Now you want to talk about spin?
Well, I mean, let's go further. If you go back to the 1950s numbers, one out of 33 would die of cancer. Now one of three die of cancer. And then they also spin the numbers and say people are living longer today, but that's not true. If you take out infant mortality, because previously around 30 to 40% of children would die by age 5, but then if you made it past that, you would end up living longer up until your 80s on average. Now it's down in the mid-70s because we do have lower infant mortality. So they also cook the numbers.
Yeah. So, but again, that's a form of spin. But, you know, spin is one way they lie. One of the main way they lie is by omission. They don't cover the news. And if you want examples of them not covering the news, all you got to do is go to InfoWars.com or say whatreallyhappened.com and look at the news that's there and then see if it's in the mainstream media. And you'll find out it's not there. They just lie by omission. They don't want you to know about it. They just pull the blanket over your head.
Yeah, or they'll lie and say Iraq has WMDs.
Yeah.
And now they're saying Iran's got WMDs and it's got to be attacked. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break with your phone calls and a lot more with Bob Dacey in studio. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
By the way, don't forget we have an online video and bookstore with a lot of other great titles and of films and books that I haven't written or made that we carry that I think are very informative, like the new video just out, part 3 in the Secret History of America, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. That is now available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. This is the overall general film that shows the secret elites, their own documents, their own plans, how they're eugenicist, how they test chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on the people of the world. Very, very important documentary. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Those can all ship right now if you order them. If you want to pre-order The Obama Deception, you can check out the website at theobamadeception.net. That's theobamadeception.net. A lot of folks are pre-ordering that film. Those that pre-order will have it shipped out first. It'll be shipped out in the order that the orders were received. So, again, theobamadeception.net or call toll-free. To secure your copy today, 888-253-3139. And I want everybody that orders The Obama Deception or any of the films I've made to make copies. I want you to get a DVD burner. I want you to buy a bunch of blanks. And please get these out to everybody because he is a front man. He is a corporate shill. He is betraying the well-meaning people that rejected Bush's phony wars and fake WMDs and torture and corruption and claiming all this executive power and secrecy. Obama is now announcing all of that is going to continue. The executive secrecy, All of it. This is an incredible betrayal. The lobbyists, the money, the bankers robbing us. The film gets into the issues that can't be debated. You can debate if he was really born in Kenya. You can debate the birth certificate, all that stuff. The media focused on that because they weren't afraid of it. They will not focus on his deceit and his lies and his betrayals and the corrupt special interests that are controlling him. So the ObamaDeception.net or 888-253-3139. Bob, I want to go to phone calls. Matt, Glenn, Drew, Michael, Nick, and many others from all over the country and the world that are calling in. But Bob Dacey, first, you've got some more lies of the media. I want you to go through some of those, and then let's get into how they're trying to shut down the alternative media.
Yeah. Well, talking about lies in the media, let's just pick one. What about the bailout coverage? I remember the last time I was live in studio with you was the day that the House of Representatives rejected the initial bailout. I think that was like September the 30th or something like that. I went home and I watched the news, and they were saying that they saw the stock market drop after the House rejected the bailout package. And the media was saying, listen, look at the dollar value we lost in the market because you didn't vote for this thing. It was more than the bailout. I mean, they actually presented that as if that was some sort of a cause and effect relationship or actually had a meaning to it.
And that was financial terrorism. What really happened is having the president and Obama and the head of the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department come out and say, we're going into a depression. If you don't pass this, we'll be destroyed by next Monday. That destroyed confidence in the market dropped, and it's dropped 2,000 points almost since that point. And then the day after they pass it, they say, oh, we're not going to use it anymore to buy up bad debt from these mortgages. We're not going to say where it's going.
You know, and where was the screaming banner headlines in the media that day? They were lying to us. They're not going to bail out the bad mortgages. Where was it? It was nowhere. The spin was elsewhere.
Well, they moved on from the $9.7 trillion banker takeover, not $800 billion. Bloomberg reported $9.7. They won't see where the money went. To should we give $50 billion to the auto companies, a pittance, and made it all a debate about that as a diversion.
Yeah. I mean, you take the fluoride coverage. Oh, I'm sorry, what fluoride coverage? Where is that? I mean, there's tons of evidence about how bad fluoride is.
But the feds have spent billions of dollars forcing this in our water.
And where is the front page media coverage giving fair presentation to this? It's not there. Where is it?
Instead, in the name of being fair, Clinton, Hillary and Bill Clinton, a bunch of U.S. senators are saying, we're not just going to have fairness doctrine and control what you can say and do on the radio. We're going to do it on the Internet. And Canada's announced they're about to start censoring the Internet to only a few thousand websites. It's actually in the Toronto Star.
Yeah, and take a look at the vaccine thing. I mean, just the other day in the paper, they're saying right here in the Statesman that the evidence fails to link autism to vaccines, court declares. So a court has ruled that there's no evidence linking autism to vaccines.
And then out of hundreds of studies, including government studies showing that mercury does cause brain damage and goes to the blood-brain barrier, they ignore those and use one guy who claims he found evidence it was autism to have him say he faked it, as if it's all discredited.
Yeah.
As if we haven't gone in 1975 from one in what's the number? I'm going to pull up the exact number. One in 2,600 having autism to now one in 87.
Yeah, and take any issue. The global warming issue, for example. I mean, the media presents global warming as if it is a fact.
And that polar bears can't swim.
And that there's no debating. There's nothing you can say. It's a fact, and you people got to deal with it, and that we caused it. You know, I've got some quotes here from some very famous scientists who just laugh at that assertion. You know, from the New American, here's one from a doctor Norwegian doctor. He says, quote, anyone who claims that the debate is over and that the conclusions are firm has a fundamentally unscientific approach to one of the most momentous issues of our time. And here's one from U.S. government atmospheric scientist Stanley B. Goldenberg of the Hurricane Research Division of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Quote, it is a blatant lie put forth in the media that makes it seem like it is only a fringe of scientists who don't buy into anthropological global warming. I mean, come on.
Because it goes in a 10,000-year cycle.
Yeah.
The last Bronze Age started during a 3,000-year warming period, and then they had a mini warm period about 1,000 years ago, and they were growing grapes all over England where you can't even grow grapes today. And they know this from the ice core samples. They understand this. And then the UN claimed they had 2,400 scientists that had signed on saying man-made global warming was real. And then they went and questioned the scientists. The scientists said, no, we were just invited to a conference. I don't agree with this. So they say everyone agrees. Then all these scientists, tens of thousands, come out and say, no, we don't. And they say, well, everybody who's credible agrees. Then they claim you're funded by the oil companies if you cite the science that the entire solar system has been heating up, and now the sun just cooled off, so suddenly the solar system is cooling.
Now, here's a quote from a Dr. David G., the chairman of the Science Committee of the 2008 International Geological Congress. Listen to this quote. For how many years must the planet cool before we begin to understand that the planet is not warming? For how many? I mean, come on. That's a funny. Isn't it funny? Isn't that hilarious? The thing's cooling down now. But, you know, they shifted. Now they shifted. They said, well, now it was global warming, and it's your fault, Alex. But now it might be global cooling, and it's still your fault, Alex.
And they're saying it's climate change, if we don't have four seasons, as if we haven't always gone through cycles.
They can't even predict the weather in Austin, Texas, a week from now. Accurate.
Well, the insane part about it is that they've built this carbon-based economy, and I'm not even saying oil is a good system because it's toxic and it's in the cracking and the refining of it. But the point here is that, you know, when the Super Bowl and ExxonMobil are telling you global warming's real and we need a tax, that it's a scam. And then Al Gore, with the World Bank and the IMF, owns the major company that we will buy carbon credits from. This guy stands to, and he, by the way, he owns an oil company. Al Gore is an oilman. He owns an oil company. Al Gore owns the major carbon trading company that we're going to buy our carbon credits from. I mean, think about that. Al Gore owns the major carbon trading company that we will buy carbon credits from. And here's another one. Let's say global warming's real. It's all man-made. It's all true. Nobody's lying. You know, the polar bears can't swim. You know, the glaciers are all melting. We're all dead. Unless we have this tax, they admit that it'll only be on Western nations, and so the industry will move to China and India and 160 other third world countries that will have no emissions controls, so emissions will actually go up.
So explain to me and explain to your audience, Alex, how a factory in the United States, which is producing widgets, which has the EPA crawling all over them all the time, how moving that factory to China so they can produce those widgets over there with no EPA crawling over them all the time, how does that save the planet? Tell me.
No, it ups the level of carbon, which if you look at the studies is actually good. We need to have some warming because we're going into this new ice age.
Well, I know the logic is too basic for
but
people
I
to
wish,
understand.
I how? Wish humans could were actually had an effect on more warming, because every study shows that all plant life and animal life does better during these warming periods. Unfortunately, the sun cooled down, and we're going into a cooling period.
And the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is that the human cause of global warming or global cooling, take your pick,
less than 1%,
is a crock. It's all meant to make you think you've got to lower your standard of living.
And they brag and say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing. These arrogant bastards admit that this is a scam. And they think we're so ignorant we can't figure it out. Remember when I had Rothschild on 2 years ago? It's an endgame.
Yeah.
And he said, no. He said,
he didn't even know the solar system.
I said, why are the moons of Jupiter and Saturn melting, the ones that are covered with methane ice? Why are the ice caps on Mars getting smaller? And he said, well, number one, that Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are closer to the sun than Earth.
I heard him say
that. And I said, no, sir, it goes Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then out. And he said, no, you're wrong, and laughed at me because he knew the audience, or he thought they were. He knows the general public, he knew, is so dumbed down, just desperately dumbed down, and I got emails saying that Mars is closer to the sun.
I have been convinced by many years of watching the mainstream media that my truck is the cause of the melting of the polar ice caps of Mars. I sincerely believe that because I watch the mainstream media. I know it's my truck that
did
it.
Well, polar bears are going to drown on Mars because of
the... Absolutely, man. I'll tell you what. I mean, to believe this stuff, you got to be just not able
to think
anymore.
That's what Club of Rome said. We need a new religion. So we're getting rid of the Judeo-Christian system. We need to have a religion based on humans are bad so the state can wage war against humanity. I mean, that's a quote.
And the bottom line here is when you have a group of people who think that humanity is scum and they want to run the planet, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have a problem. We got a problem.
Absolutely. Let's take some phone calls. Matt in Illinois, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hi. I'd just like to start my call by saying I'm 22 and I think all this stuff is unfair. And so I started listening to your show like in 2006, 2005, and like I, talked on the internet about it. And someone bugged my house, and I was just wondering if you've had similar experiences with that.
Well, sir, I don't know what particularly happened to you, but we're all bugged. Google admits and Yahoo admits they have patents and are doing it with the onboard microphone in all new computers and the little camera. Now Apple has a patent. They're coming out with it where the screen itself is a camera, so you can't escape it. Because at home, I put a piece of tape over it, and they admit that AI computers, they say, don't worry, a human isn't listening. AI computers are dialing in and listening for keywords, and if they hear a dog barking in your house, Google ads for dog food or dog health care products or dog frisbees, this is Google saying this. This isn't me. Pop up, and you tell somebody that, and they just can't believe it. Or I told people OnStar was being used for the FBI and others to dial in without warrants and listen to you because it's an audio system on a cell phone based. Or I tell people about all this, they can't believe it. And then the media, instead of covering what we're saying, they'll focus in on some guy on the internet doing a hoax, claiming that his digital TV converter has a microphone and camera in it, and then discredit everything off of that.
Alex, I'll tell you what's not a hoax. I just got a word the other day that the Texas Transportation Commission is going to be sponsoring a seminar here in Austin in April to discuss how you track and trace everybody in their car and charge them by the mileage that they drive.
Oh, no, the feds have announced it's coming in.
And force everyone to have some little gizmo in their car so they can just, you can be a little bug on their screen the whole day long, know exactly where you went.
Well, they're already using, under the Telecommunications Act of 96, all cell phones, even when they're off, are GPS triangulated by the cell towers, and they dial in with the audio. And the first time I saw it 5 years ago, it's in Matrix of Evil, the governor of Wisconsin blurted out, it was in the newspaper, that, oh, we're tracking you on with your cell phones at the emergency management center everywhere you go.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Now they're going to be bringing it out in the open into a nice conference to discuss the feasibility of taxing you depending on where you go and how you drive. And of course, in order to do that, you know, you just have to be plugged into the matrix, don't you?
Yes. Thank you, caller. Let's talk to Glenn in Pennsylvania. Glenn, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I just wanted to call. I'm a first-time caller, and about 13 years ago, my brother was in San Antonio, and about 2 years ago, I injured myself, and he told me, he said, start listening to this guy. He knows what's going on. So I started to pick up on you, and I started to listen. I got so much to talk about, but...
You've been listening for 13 years.
No, my brother has been. My brother has been. He was one of your first people down in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Okay. I got so much to talk about, but the main thing is that you had a caller on yesterday that sounded like he didn't know what he was. He had been listening or anything, and he wanted to find out when you wanted what the sign was going to be.
Saying that I don't cover population control and reduction, so this credibility went out the window then. And then he said that, oh, there's really kind of no hope and nobody's doing anything, when the state of Texas is introducing tomorrow a bill to declare sovereignty against the feds that have been taken over by foreign banks. I mean, all we do is talk about solutions.
Well, I hope that the state of Texas passes that, and that... wouldn't it be ironic if the Lone Star State were to lead the rest of us? The thing is that once we start, it's going to have to, everybody's going to have to kick in and give them so much heartache and spread them so thin that we would be able to defeat them at that point in time.
That's right. I hear you. I appreciate the call. Drew in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead, Drew, if you want to be on air.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I was calling to talk about the I'm in Portland, Oregon, and currently I've been noticing that I went to go get on the light rail that runs throughout the city here, and I noticed that they replaced all the machines with credit-only machines.
Yep.
Not to mention that I use the transit quite a bit here, and a lot recently I've noticed there have been a lot of police and transit checkers walking around asking for people's IDs and just talking to people.
Yeah, first they train you to go through checkpoints and be searched at airports. That's dog training. To be a slave, line up, show us your papers. Then it's the transit, then it's the trains, then it's the side of the street. Homeland Security admits this. And Southwest Airlines, major train stations, businesses are saying no cash now because they're getting ready in the next few years to abolish the dollar, bring in a North American Union currency that is digital. And that's why they now have the North American Union ID card. Stay there. We'll talk more about it when we get back. And I want to get Bob Dacey's take on that as well. You want to ride shotgun a little bit with us with Mike Rivero coming up?
Why not?
All right. I can see Mike Rivero. He's waiting in the wings. He'll be with us in about 10 minutes. There he is on screen right there, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll be right back. He'll be joining us from Hawaii, and I see the Australian film crew right out there.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Okay, let's go right back to Drew in Oregon. Drew, go ahead and finish the point you were getting at. So now in New York, in Houston, in Dallas, in Boston, in Chicago, in L.A., in Portland, everywhere, the transit police aren't just gunning people down for no reason. They're lining people up, demanding their papers, searching everyone. This is part of our training to live in a total authoritarian police state. They've now announced Homeland Security is for the American people. 20,000 combat troops to occupy the United States and dissolve the states if they try to rebel to absorption into the new world banking system, as announced by Time Magazine. Go ahead.
Well, it's not just that, Alex. I mean, I'm confounded as to why Oregon isn't on board with the sovereignty bill. We're a really liberal state, and we got Washington and California on it. I've written to the Oregon representative and asked him about, you know, the sovereignty bills and what he knew about them, and I got a reply saying, what should I know about them? And I'm wondering where the Oregon supporters are, and I'm really not satisfied so far with the level of organization and
well, look, you got to make that happen. I mean, take last week. I said, why hasn't Texas introduced this? We got a state rep on Friday who is introducing a sovereignty 10th Amendment declaration that they know the feds have been globalized and are illegitimate, and that the state's not going to go along with gun confiscation, martial law, or anything else. I mean, this is being introduced all over the country, and it's thanks to people like you calling. So, and the rep asked, what should I know? Send them some of the other bills from around the country, point out what's happening, the unfunded mandates, and that's how you get them on board. Bob Dacey.
I'm going to tell you something. You're talking about this sovereignty thing. I think it's a fantastic idea. You've got to have... In order to stop this, you got to have civil disobedience in all levels of society. You're talking about individual people. You talked about municipalities, like when, through your efforts, the city of Austin passed a resolution against the Patriot Act several years ago. That was spearheaded by Alex Jones. And at the state level, yeah, the same thing. Listen, all they're doing is asserting the Constitution. The 10th Amendment.
The states constituted the federal government.
That's
and when
right.
it becomes destructive, they can dissolve it and reconstitute it. Instead, the feds are illegitimately dissolving the state's real power and bringing us into globalism. And listen, not tooting my horn, it's the audience we're talking about. What did I do in 2001 after October passage of the Patriot Act? I wrote an analysis of how it abolished 6 of the 10 Bill of Rights, how it was illegitimate. And I said, people need to get together and write resolutions for the states, counties, and cities to say, we're going to follow the Bill of Rights Constitution. Groups formed, hundreds of cities, over 800 passed it, and 7 states. Again, because you took the ball.
That's right, and we got to continue to take the ball. You know, I've said this before, but I think it bears repeating. When I was a kid, I used to make fun of the hippies all the time. I was just underneath the hippies when I was growing up. I used to make fun of them. But you know what? There's something they said during the Vietnam War, which rings true right now. What they used to say is, hey, man, what if they gave a war and nobody came? You know? Well, that philosophy is cogent right now.
Yeah, we just say, screw you.
Yeah.
We're not going along with your crap. We don't buy anything you say.
Yeah, just forget it. What if you declare a totalitarian state and nobody shows up? You know, massive civil disobedience by the police, state officials, local officials. Just forget it, man. Go find your own totalitarian state somewhere else and get the heck out of ours.
Then the feds will stage a bombing, but we expose that.
Exactly. I mean, you know, what they do is they carrot and stick you with all their nonsense. I'll say, here, have this program, you get a bunch of money, and if you won't do what we say, we're going to yank your money. Just get off of their tit.
Well said, Viceroy Gunray.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be back in a moment. Thanks, caller. And we're going to bring up Mike Rivero, keep Bob in here with us about 30 minutes as well. And then later, are there really microphones and cameras in Magnavox converters for digital?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.